Hello and welcome. It's Kelly Jane McCann from OrganizingMaven.com. Today I'd like to share a technique with you that will help you control clutter and simplify your life. Now, as we all know, one of the most challenging aspects of staying organized is controlling the clutter. Now, controlling clutter, at least in theory, should be easy. After all, it's just about weeding out the things that we don't need. And if we don't need them, if we're not going to use them, we should be able to just let stuff go. But it's not really that easy, is it? No. And there are lots of reasons why saying no to excess stuff is a challenge. But one of the biggies is that we live in a culture that emphasizes quantity. Supersizes, multi-packs, buy one, get one deals. There is a ton of focus on having more. And it's really hard to resist saying yes to more, even when or perhaps despite the fact that we don't need more of what it is. However, this doesn't mean that we should just give up and succumb and just accept more, more, and more. So I have a little trick. I ask myself a refocusing question whenever I'm tempted to acquire something new or accept something that I don't really need. And it's a super simple question. I ask, will this add to the quality of my life? And if the answer is no, it's a clear sign that whatever the object is, I need to make sure it doesn't become part of my environment. And the reason I say this is because if it's not going to add quality to my life, then by default, it's going to detract quality from my life. If I have to put forth the effort to care for something that isn't going to be helpful to me, then I'm expending energy in a way that's really not smart. So I suppose you could say one of my life tenets is that I choose quality over quantity. And you know, I do this not just with things. I do this with activities and relationships as well. Now, is this sometimes challenging to say no to more stuff or no to more activities? You bet. It really is. Letting go, saying no, it takes practice even when the choice is very obvious. Now, I want to be really clear here. When I'm talking about choosing quality over quantity, I don't mean that you should be spending money, that you should be choosing expensive stuff instead, or that you have to wear designer labels, or that you should only take high-end vacations. Rather, it means opting for the things that will add value. Sometimes it means waiting for something better to come along. For me, most often at least, value comes from simplicity. I really enjoy simple things. I would rather have one pair of jeans that fit just right than six pair that don't truly flatter my figure. I'd rather sit by the lake than go to a spa, and I'd rather read a book than go to a show. And I would definitely rather spend leisurely time in the kitchen than go out for a meal. But that's just me. You have to define what quality means to you, and there is no right or wrong answer. So my challenge to you is try surrounding yourself with only the things you use, love, and value, and see what happens. When you choose quality over quantity, you automatically increase the quality of your overall life. So I'd love to hear your feedback on this idea. Do you think this is something that could work for you? Or is it something that maybe you are already implementing? In any event, all feedback is welcome, so please feel free to leave me a comment and let me know your thoughts.